concern mounts over two bishops' fate in Syria. Extremists interfere with kids in India. And how many kids can you feed with 18 pallets of food? We'll do the math on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Contrary to earlier reports, the fate of two Syrian bishops kidnapped in Syria this week remains unknown. A spokesman for Sat7, Greg Garrett, says despite reports of their release by BBC, Al Jazeera, Reuters, and the Associated Press,
I received an email directly from the Syrian Orthodox Archdiocese of Aleppo stating that they had not been released and to wait basically for them to give further report, that they would certainly contact us once the release had been confirmed.
Sat7 is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Their programming teams responded immediately.
We had a special live program that lasted for 2 hours that's called Kermalak, which means for you, Syria. And we took calls from believers all over the Middle East, addressing questions, concerns, basically spending time praying as well for their safe release.
That prayer vigil continues. Will you join them? The rest of their prayer needs are at missionnetworknews.org. Next, persecution is kicking off children's Bible clubs in India. Lindsay Ackerman of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says club leaders were attacked in the middle of training.
Without any warning, a group of extremists just burst into the training. They beat up one of the leaders named Mahit.
The attack took place in Karnataka.
This is one of the areas where persecution of Christians is very, very high.
Pray for Mahit's healing. Ask the Lord to protect leaders and kids as Bible clubs start throughout India.
There are those who see the life transformation that Christ is bringing into people's lives, and they're mad about it. They're afraid. They don't want to see the gospel spread across India.
Through a link at our website and a special matching gift, you can help twice the amount of kids hear the gospel.
If you were to give a gift of $25, you'd actually introduce 50 kids in India to Jesus Christ for the first time.
This is Mission Network News. Nearly 70 people were rescued from a life of slavery in Andhra Pradesh, India. International Justice Mission made authorities aware of the situation April 18th. 21 families were trapped inside a brick factory, forced to work around the clock for over 5 months. The government assembled a rescue team and freed them. The poor are easily lured across state lines with the promise of work. Pray that God will continue to use IJM to not only rescue these victims physically, but spiritually. Meanwhile, the gospel's reaching Guatemala in a cost-effective way thanks to Paradise Bound Ministries. Paradise Bound's Dan Smith.
For us to go out and to minister to that many villages, the cost would be astronomical. But through this, we're putting missionaries all over Guatemala for next to nothing in cost.
He's talking about leadership conferences for lay pastors conducted with the Timothy Leadership Training. One starts today for 35 lay pastors.
We're not talking about just one village being impacted. We're talking about an entire country being impacted.
The lay pastors learn skills they need and how to teach their fellow leaders.
First and foremost, we work on their own personal relationship with Jesus Christ. But then they start out by learning how to call on other people, other villages.
Pray the ministry will stay centered in God's will.
Come alongside us prayerfully. If God later leaves them to give, that's wonderful, but we need that prayer. These pastors need prayer.
And through the generosity and kindness of others, over 200,000 meals are being sent to Haiti and Africa. Christian World Outreach says someone recently donated 18 pallets of Kids Against Hunger food. CWO is preparing to send some of the food to Haiti along with 12 sewing machines and fabric for their vocational training center. Every item in the container was donated. They're praising God for the generosity. Pray the container will arrive safely in Haiti. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Middle East and North Africa need prayer. Sat7 wants to help you do that with a free set of Sat7 bookmarks. They're a great resource to start your prayer group or missions discussion. Keep one in your Bible. Give the others away as a reminder to pray for Sat7's ministry in the region. Get your free bookmarks at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.